Well, we hear in our gospel for this Sunday the story of Jesus telling the parable of the sower and the seed. Now, if you notice, there are actually two versions of this gospel, right? There's a shorter version. In the shorter version, Jesus simply tells the parable. In the longer versions that we just heard, thank you, Deacon James, per my request, that shouldn't surprise anyone. It never will. But in the longer version, the disciples ask our Lord, after he's given the parable, they ask what it means. And so then Jesus goes on to explain it himself. So, you know, you might think, well, good, Father, right? We heard the longer version. Jesus has already done the heavy lifting. We can just end it right here. No. Right? Because I think there's more for us here. Notice exactly... what our Lord tells us, what the seed is, right? The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. The different kinds of soil are the different ways people receive the word. And I'll bet most of us, or all, perhaps have wrestled at different times in our lives with this mystery. We know people who say, we brought all our children up in the faith, and now they've left. Or my grandchildren who no longer practice, or maybe it's your own family. Right? Everyone, we look at these situations and we might think, you know, everyone received the same upbringing, the same parents, the same example, the same mass, the same faith. Yet one child remains faithful or more, while another or others have drifted away. Why? Right? How can the same seed fall on the same family, and yet produce such different results? Well, our gospel helps us understand that. Jesus kind of unfolds this mystery for us. When the gospel doesn't seem to bear fruit, it's not because there's something wrong or something lacking in the gospel. Right? It's not because Christ has failed. Right? The seed is perfect. Instead, Jesus points us to two things. First is the astonishing generosity of the sower, right? The sower throws seed everywhere, indiscriminately, almost recklessly, you could say. He scatters it lavishly, even where he knows much of it won't immediately take root, right? That's how God works. He never stops offering it to us. He never stops offering his grace. He never stops speaking his word. He never gives up on anyone, even those we might think are beyond hope. And that may include loved ones, family, children. That's why we never stop praying for them. We never stop praying for our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and sisters, our friends who've wandered away. God certainly hasn't given up on them. So neither should we. The second thing is this. Jesus teaches us that the seed requires something. The seed requires something, that it must go down deep. Right? The gospel can't remain on the surface. It can't simply be information or data, right? It requires freedom and a heart willing to receive it. It requires roots. And I think this is especially important for us to hear today. If the gospel, you know, were simply a collection of facts, you know, if it were only information or data, then passing on the faith would be like teaching any other subject, right? You teach the lesson, the student learns it, end of story. You know, mathematics, history, grammar, multiplication tables, right? Once the information's been learned, it can simply be passed on to the next person. Parents would simply teach it to their children. Those children would teach it to theirs, and that would be the end of the story. But the gospel's not like that, right? If the gospel were simply information, then all we need to do is teach it. But the gospel is never presented that way in Scripture. Throughout Scripture, we see the kingdom is described as something mysterious. It's and as our Lord will refer to it in one place, it's like leaven hidden in the dough or a tiny mustard seed. Or as we just heard in this parable, the seed planted beneath the earth. Right? It works quietly and often unseen, but with a power that far exceeds often what any of us could imagine or any of us would be able to accomplish on our own, right? The faith is not simply about knowing something. Faith is not simply about knowing something. It's about knowing someone. It's about knowing someone. It's about a relationship with Jesus Christ. And that changes everything. Right? It also helps explain why the church has always taught that the faith begins in the home. The faith begins in the home. As the Catechism reminds us, parents have the first responsibility for the education of their children. Right? That means parents are the primary catechists, the primary transmitters of the faith to their children. That it's the responsibility of parents as the primary catechists of their children to help them know and foster what a relationship with Jesus looks like. Right? That means teaching the faith. That means praying together, bringing your children to Mass. Children depend on their parents to take them to Mass. Right? When they're young and they're not able to get here on their own, that leaves the parents culpable for that sin if they're not getting their children to Mass. Right? It means living forgiveness. It means parents exemplifying that and letting their children see that forgiveness. Showing your children what Christian charity looks like. You know, helping them discover that Jesus isn't simply something we learn about. Right? It isn't just about opening a book, a textbook. But he's someone we know. He's someone we know, someone we love and follow. That's why here at St. Mary Parish, we believe so strongly in family catechesis. And family catechesis. Since faith begins in the home, that's why we offer family catechesis as the basis for our religious education formation. You know, partnering with parents in their role as their children's primary catechists. And this includes a relationship with Jesus. This means teaching catechesis and sacramental preparation. But our goal isn't simply to prepare children for First Communion or confirmation. It's to support parents in living their vocation. It's to support parents in living their vocation. Because even our wonderful Catholic school or any Catholic school or any other educational choice isn't a substitute for parents. It isn't a substitute for parents. The school helps. The parish helps. But parents remain the primary teachers of the faith. And we want to support you in that beautiful responsibility. We want to support all you parents. I also know many parents don't always feel equipped, right? Sometimes they'll think, Father, I don't know enough. Wonderful, because you realize that, right? That's exactly why we want to help you. Our family catechesis isn't just for children. It's for parents, too, right? As you know, with our family catechesis program, we begin together with prayer and coffee, snacks, fellowship. And then catechists take the children to their sessions. Our youngest children here through third grade participate in catechesis of the Good Shepherd, which is, if you're not familiar, is a beautiful and deeply prayerful way for our children to encounter Christ. And the children absolutely love it. I know Mrs. Weisel can certainly attest to that with her kindergarteners. The children love it. And at the same time, the parents, on those Sundays which we meet, really anyone in the parish who wishes to come, and I've tried to repeat that often, everyone is welcome to our family catechesis. The parents and all adults who join us have their own formation, their own time for prayer and discussion, so they can be helped to just deepen their own relationship with Jesus and better understand the faith, right, so that they can share the faith with their children, with their grandchildren. That formation helps equip parents and all of us adults to be the primary educators of the faith for our families. And I really want, again, to emphasize that these sessions are not just for parents with children enrolled in religious education. They're open to everyone in the parish. And I want you to think about that and keep that in mind, especially as we, before long, will be approaching, you know, back to school and the beginning of our programs again, right? That they're open to everyone in the parish, whether your children are grown, whether you're retired or unmarried or widowed, right? I invite you to come, right? Please join us. Last year, our theme throughout the year was a beautiful journey into the mystery of the Holy Trinity and our invitation into the very life of God. It was excellent formation. I was sad I couldn't always be present for it. But it was beautifully presented and a wonderful opportunity simply to continue to grow as disciples. In this coming year, as we look ahead, we're looking to expand what we offer, including additional opportunities for our children and youth, continuing catechesis of the Good Shepherd, introducing periodic family days, which I'm really excited about. These family days that will be centered around prayer and learning, fellowship, and the liturgical year. Right, this is something I look forward to having the whole parish involved in. Right? All, because you're all families in the parish. I'm really excited about these opportunities that will be coming for our parish family, because all of it flows from our parish's core purpose, which is to bring Jesus to the center of the life of each family here. To bring Jesus to the center of the life of each family here. That everything we do here at St. Mary Parish, everything we do serves that purpose. To bring Jesus to the center of the life of each family. Our family catechesis, our school, our sacramental preparation, all our adult faith formation opportunities, everything. Because Jesus, when Jesus is at the center of the family, the soil becomes richer. The soil becomes richer. And that's really where today's gospel leaves us. Right? Jesus isn't asking us simply to scatter information, to scatter data, as it were. He's asking us to cultivate hearts. To cultivate hearts, to prepare good soil, to make our homes places where his word can take root. And remember something else we hear in this gospel, that the soil isn't permanently rocky, right? The thorns aren't permanent. The divine sower never stops sowing. God continues to work. He continues to scatter. He continues to call. He continues to transform hearts. Those hearts that maybe once seemed impossible. So we should never stop praying. We should never stop praying, never stop witnessing, never stop sowing the seed. And for those of us entrusted with children, never underestimate the extraordinary vocation that God has given you. To all those raising children, never underestimate the extraordinary opportunity and vocation that God has given you. You are helping to prepare the soil in which the Word of God can take root for a lifetime. For a lifetime. So may our homes, our parish, and each of our hearts become that rich soil where God's Word bears fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty.